Welcome to Sex with Simmery. Frank, occasionally explicit edutainment on the most important topic of all. Sex with Simmery is not intended for children and is not safe for work unless your boss is particularly awesome. See more at sexwithsimmery.com. Welcome to Sex with Simmery. This is Dr. Simmery, and I am so excited because we are on a field trip today. We are in the Sexploratorium in South Philadelphia, and we are with a guest that we had not that long ago to talk about some kink and fetish stuff with the Diabolique Ball. And we are back here with Brooklyn to discuss awesome sex toy and sex-related gifts for you and your liked and loved ones. For the coming holidays. So welcome, Brooklyn!
Hello.
So where are we gonna start?
I wanna show you some new products that have come in the last few months that I'm super excited about. I'm not gonna lie, some of them are totally things that I want for myself for Christmas. So if my partner is listening to this, honey, you should get these things for me.
Or any other fans. You can send them care of Sex with Simmery.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I don't know if your listeners are familiar with the spare parts dock. If you're talking about harnesses at all, I'm sure you brought it up because it is one of the best harnesses on the market. Absolutely, they actually just came out with a brand new harness. It's totally gorgeous. It's this pretty little red thing right here, and I'm just grabbing it. I know you guys can't see it, but I can, and I want to touch it. It's called the Sasha, or the Sasha. It's true to like the spare parts thing in that. It's a synthetic material that can be easily machine washed. It fits a lot of different kinds of bodies. The sash is a little bit less adjustable than the older spare parts ones, but it's machine washable. It's very comfortable. And the ring, one of the best parts is that the ring is actually super stretchy. You don't actually have to swap out the ring for your dildo. It's just one ring that actually stretches up to probably about 2 inches. It looks like a pair of very burlesque, very classic lingerie panties with a ruched booty. And it actually has little garters on it. And it's this really pretty shade of like bright red with a bow on it. So if you want a little bit of a femme kind of like tease with a strap-on harness, it's perfect. I actually really
like it. It's far cuter than most harnesses. Absolutely. By a long shot. Absolutely. It is adorable, in fact.
It's actually got little bullet holes in the back, little pockets for bullet vibrators. So you can actually turn it into a vibrating harness super easily. But if you aren't really into like the fluffy femme thing at all and you want something that's a little bit more stripped down or a little bit more basic, the spare parts jock, the original, is the best harness on the market. Super adjustable. It only comes in 2 sizes, but those 2 sizes will fit any body from 20 inches in the waist to 65 inches in the waist.
Whoa!
And actually can adjust down even smaller than 20 inches. So if you are a very, very small person, it might work for you. So it'll fit a large variety of bodies, which is great. The jock straps in the back actually adjust like bra straps, so you won't be having your butt tickled, you know, without your consent by your strap-on straps.
So I'm looking at the spare parts jock right now, and my first thought is a little bit of a wedgie situation. Is that accurate?
You're actually looking, the one I think you're looking at is the Theo. The Theo is the thong style, and the Theo is great because it actually has an adjustable thong, so if your pelvis is like different sizes, you can adjust it down. That would potentially create a wedgie situation. Depends on how comfortable you are with like things in your butt crack. The jock is built like a jock strap.
Ah.
So it's got straps that actually hug underneath your butt cheeks, so you don't actually get the wedgie thing. And then also, if you are interested in having things put in your butt or things put into your vagina while you're using a strap-on harness, if you have a body like that, you can do that with a jock harness because it leaves that whole area open, which is fantastic. And yeah, most people find it's a lot more comfortable than a thong-style harness and a lot more supportive because it's using your entire butt cheeks instead of just your tailbone. So another like really awesome Christmas gift idea would be any of the products from the WeVibe line. WeVibe actually started out as just one product called the WeVibe. And it's a vibrator that's designed to be inserted into a vagina and vibrate on the G-spot and also vibrate on the clitoris at the same time. But there's a zillion other ways you can use it. I mean, if you or your partners are not female bodied, you can still use it because you can actually just kind of like loop it around a penis and it makes blowjobs and handjobs outstanding. It's got this kind of like throbby vibration to it. It's not like a vibration really, it's not like a buzz, it's like kind of like if a bunch of different kinds of sensations came together in a flock, it would be like that. The company calls it harmonic throbbing. And when you use the original WeVibe, you actually, after a little while, can feel this kind of cycling throb going from the front to the back. And it's a really cool sensation. It's unlike any other like vibrating toy I've ever seen on the market. And they've actually updated it. They now have the WeVibe 3. So they went through the WeVibe 2, and the WeVibe 3. The WeVibe 3 actually has, I believe, 9 settings, so 9 different vibration settings, different speeds and pulsations. It has a remote, a wireless remote, so you can actually control it with the button on the actual toy or via the remote, which is fantastic. It's 40% more powerful than the WeVibe 2 was. It's waterproof, it's silicone, it's amazing. So it's great for like female bodies, like I had described before. It's great for male bodies, like I had described before. And there's a zillion ways you can wear it. I've actually tried it myself, just experimenting under a strap-on harness. And if you wear it with like a tight enough thong or a tight enough pair of panties or underwear in general, that will keep it in place, you can actually have that on your body while you're using a strap-on harness and have like tons of different kinds of sensations. It's amazing. But they also came out with an entire line of toys. They don't just have the WeVibe anymore. So now they actually have the WeVibe Tango and the WeVibe Salsa, which are kind of like little bullet style vibrators, they're like those little lipstick vibrators, really. And they're rechargeable, and they have that same kind of throbbing vibration. But the cool thing is that they're like a hard, smooth plastic, as opposed to the WeVibe, which is kind of like a squishy silicone. And some people have that kind of texture preference. The cool thing is with the Salsa and the Tango is you can actually turn them on, and if you set them on a surface, they actually jump up and down. So if you like kind of a percussive vibration, they're awesome for that. It almost feels like something kind of tapping you on sensitive parts of your body. It's pretty fantastic. They also made the WeVibe Touch, which I'm actually holding in my hand because it's made to be held in your hand. It actually fits right in the palm of your hand, very ergonomic design, and goes under your fingertip. So it's really good for like a fingertip kind of like pushing kind of feeling. It's also vaguely tongue-shaped, and it's got a tip to it. So the tip of it can actually kind of feel like a vibrating tongue, like flicking sensitive bits like the taint or the clitoris or the labia or whatever kind of body part you like having touched in whatever kind of way. It's a pretty cool toy. But the brand new one that they have that just came out that I am absolutely coveting is the WeVibe Thrill. And that's kind of this C-shaped kind of toy.
I would say that it looks like a lowercase e from this angle.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a great way to describe it, because it actually has a little handle on it that makes that little like upper e. Perfect. I actually got to try out one of these just in the palm of my hand recently, and it's got that same kind of harmonic vibration, but it's both, it's designed to be both clitoral and G-spot again, but as a solo toy as opposed to a couple's toy. But the reason that I like it is that it also is very similar to a lot of the prostate massagers on the market. So it could actually be used as a prostate massager too. It's very similar to like the Rude Boy or a zillion other prostate massagers on the market. So it's really good for all different kinds of bodies. And it's got that same throbbing vibration, which is fantastic. Like I said before, it's a solo toy as opposed to the original WeVibe, which is a couple's toy. And what that means is the original WeVibe is actually low profile enough that you can insert something into a vagina with the WeVibe in place. So if you wanted to have strap-on sex or you wanted to have PIV interaction, you could have that with the WeVibe in place, and then both partners are going to feel the vibration because it's very, very small and low profile, and the vagina expands with arousal. The Thrill, on the other hand, is not as low profile. It's got more of like a bump to the G-spot or P-spot portion. So that's a solo toy. So you can kind of get the best of both worlds. All rechargeable, all made of body-safe materials, phthalate-free, waterproof, just really great toys. I actually have the WeVibe 2, and it has lasted me for 3 years without a single problem. And if you buy it at Sexploratorium, you actually get a year guarantee. So
what do we have in terms of sex furniture around here, as opposed to just the toys, but the things you can actually put your butt on?
We've got a really big selection. A lot of them are from Liberator. Liberator makes amazing pieces that accommodate all different kinds of positions. So Liberator actually is a company that makes these ergonomic orthopedic foam pieces of furniture in lots of different sizes and shapes. They actually have two covers on them, so they're waterproof. So you can actually take off the outer cover and machine wash it, and the inner cover is still protecting the foam. But they come in like tons of shapes. Wedge shapes are pretty popular. Those are actually like one of the things that I frequently recommend to people. So a small wedge-shaped thing like the Jazz Mini, or the Heart Wedge, or the Original Wedge, they just are shaped like little wedge blocks, and they make positions like doggy style a lot more comfortable. So if you're doing doggy style with your partner, one of the like kind of drawbacks to it is that you end up like pushing like your butt up and your lower back down, and it kind of puts some strain on your lower back sometimes for some people. This cushion, if it sits right at your hips, with the widest part of your hips, or the widest part of the cushion right against your thighs, will give you a bunch of extra support. And they actually, I think they rate their support up to like 300 pounds. So they're good for like all different kinds of sizes of people. And then they have different sizes of toys too. So like you can find something that's comfortable. But it can facilitate more comfortable positioning if you have like joint problems or muscle problems or you're just really tired. It also makes having sex on your back with your butt up in the air way more comfortable. So if you've ever put a pillow underneath your butt to elevate your butt for G-spot or prostate axis, you might consider getting a liberator, because pillows tend to squish down. The liberator's not going to do that.
Or I also recommend doing lots of shoulder bridges in Pilates, and then you can also hold it yourself a little bit, but then you'll eventually get tired and then you're going to want this wedge under your ass.
You're also way less lazy than I am. But the Liberator line is great. They have a ton of different colors. They don't really look like sex toys, so you can easily put this under your bed when you're done playing with it. I actually have used my Liberator as a laptop cushion in bed, because the angle actually makes it easier for me to use my laptop in bed. So it's actually a multifunctional toy. Believe it or not, the company that makes it also makes stuff that's not for sex. They have a full line of tons of other stuff, though. They have a cube. They have large stages. They actually have a new floor mat that's fantastic. If you like kinky wrestling, or you like having sex on the floor, or you like doing like rope work on the floor, but you don't like the hard floor or the hard cold floor or whatever, the mats are awesome. I actually reviewed one on our website maybe about a year ago, and they're fantastic. So they have a full range of anything you'd want. What we specialize in here at the Sexploratorium is going to be the minis and the other wedges. And we've got those right in the front room right now, because they're perfect gift ideas.
So you're going to be using all these awesome toys, but we can't emphasize enough that one of the keys to making these things as enjoyable as they potentially can be is lube. So what do we have in options for awesome lubey things?
Well, there are kind of, the way I've kind of broken it down is there's three main schools of lube. There's oil-based lubes, there's water-based lubes, and there's silicone lubes. I could probably go on for half an hour just about lube. So generally speaking, if you want like really in-depth information, you should totally come down to this Sexploratorium. The staff is highly trained and they can walk you through each kind of lube. But what I'll basically say is, if you play with condoms or you have a vagina, oil-based lube is probably not a thing you're going to want to use. Oil-based lube is better for people that don't have vaginas, who are having anal interaction, or that are hand jobs or masturbation. A lot of oils counteract with vaginas, not so good, and they break down latex, so you want to avoid that. But if you don't have that going on, then definitely try out an oil-based lube sometime. Water-based lube is a great catch-all. It's great for any kind of interaction. You're going to find a variety in textures, everything from like really thick gels to really like kind of drippy, gooey, watery kind of textures, if you only need like a little bit of lube, to like lubes that are kind of a gooey, almost like a cum texture. At Sexploratorium, we only carry lubes that are glycerin-free, or we try to mostly carry lubes that are glycerin-free. Glycerin is an ingredient that's in a lot of lubes that can interact with the vaginas in a way that's not very fun. It can upset the vaginal flora and cause yeast infections. So we try to carry a lot of lubes that are glycerin-free, and our staff knows to recommend to people that have had problems with lube before, we'll recommend a glycerin-free lube. But you can find a ton of different textures. One in particular that I recommend all the time is Sliquid Organic Silk. It's a primarily water-based lube with a little bit of silicone that's got that kind of viscous, thick cum texture. It's got some botanicals in it, so it's partially organic. Since it's silicone, it can't be totally organic, but it has some botanical and organic ingredients to it. It smells nice, it tastes nice, it's great as a shaving lubricant, believe it or not. If you shave your bits, it's really good for that, because it doesn't irritate your skin. It's glycerin-free, it's preservative-free, it's just outstanding, and it just feels like something your body naturally makes anyways. As far as silicone lubes are outstanding. Almost nobody is allergic to silicone. It's highly rare to be allergic to silicone. So silicone lubes don't absorb into your skin. They're going to stay on the surface of your skin and stay slick for a really long period of time, which is awesome if you like rough sex or prolonged sex, or you tend to dry out easily, or you don't really want to reapply, or what have you. You're going to still have it on your skin when you're done, so like if you go to bed, you might probably still be lubed up in the morning, which can be great, or it can be kind of awkward, one of the two. It just depends on what you're into, you know. the kind of small downside of silicone lube is that silicone lube is contraindicated for silicone toys. So if you use silicone toys, silicone lube can interact with those toys in a way where the silicone molecules in the lube will bond with the silicone molecules in the toy and damage your toy. Now, the great thing is that a lot of companies have started keeping that in mind and making lube-safe silicone toys. It doesn't make your toy unsafe, by the way. It just renders it kind of not so good. But it's not going to hurt you, necessarily. But companies like Tantus, Oxballs, which is an awesome men's toy company, and a couple others are making toys that are safe, quote-unquote, for silicone lube.
So we have one more toy we're going to go over. So if that wasn't enough options for you for your holiday buying, we have, and this is amazing, a vibrator for men.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's for anybody with a penis, whether they're men or women or anything else. I think for a long time, toys for people with penises have been really kind of thrown by the wayside. Or they're seen as just for gay men. Or they're seen as just for a certain group of people. But they're really for anybody with a penis. Anybody that wants pleasure in their penis region. The toy that I'm holding in my hands is called the Cobra Libre. It's by Fun Factory. It's a really fantastic rechargeable waterproof toy that actually is a vibrator for men. I'm going to see if I can turn it on. You'll probably be able to hear it. It's not actually all that loud. But you might be able to hear it. Now, if you're across the room, you're not going to be able to hear this. But when you're right next to it, it's got a really nice throbby, thuddy. Do you want to feel it?
Oh yeah. Oh wow.
It's a pretty strong vibration. Yeah, it's a pretty it's a like surprisingly strong vibration. And basically, it looks like a Tron bike. If your listeners are nerdy enough to know that reference, but it looks kind of like a Tron bike. It's got a sleeve for the penis that actually is the vibrator underneath, so it's a little bit on the hard side underneath, and then a stretchy silicone top. And it's designed to have the head of the penis inserted right into it. Lube will actually make that go a lot easier, by the way. But it's just designed to vibrate on the head and the underside of the head of the penis and, like, the top part of the shaft. A lot of guys don't really realize that they like vibration because they don't, quote-unquote, make vibrators for men. I mean, there are tons of prostate vibrators on the market. But this is the first vibrator I've ever seen that has been specifically made for the penis, just for the penis. The reason this toy can be great is that you can use it as you know, just a masturbation toy, or you can use it with a partner. One of the fun ways to use this with a partner is to put it on your penis or put it on your partner's penis and then straddle your partner so that your genitals are touching the outside of the toy and their genitals are inside the toy or however you arrange it. But if you are both touching this toy, this vibration is strong enough to please both of you at the same time. Ooh. One of my other favorite things with this toy is if you're engaging in anal sex or pegging or any kind of anal interaction on your penis having partner, having this on their penis provides an extra level of stimulation for them, which is pretty fantastic. Now, if you're having penis to anus interaction and it's on the bottom's penis, you'll probably be able to feel it through their body because the vibration is that strong. So you're going to feel that vibration. If you're doing like pegging and strap-on play anally, it's just an added level of sensation for them, and then everybody's kind of happy. So it's one of the first, it's a very revolutionary toy. I love this thing, the Cobra Libre, totally rechargeable, magnetic recharger, and this is another toy that's guaranteed for a year at this Exploratorium.
Awesome. Well, I just want to thank Brooklyn so very much for this quick and dirty holiday review. So if you haven't already gotten all your gifts, because we're not all ready yet with that. Sorry, Mom, your presents will be late. Come on down to the Sexploratorium in South Philadelphia and meet Brooklyn in person. It'll be awesome. So thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, no problem. The store is at 620 South 5th Street, and we're open 7 days a week from noon to 10, so stop by.
Spectacular. And thank you all for listening, and have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Sex with Timmery. Please check out more from sexwithtimmery.com, where Monday through Friday there's new content, including polls, weekly sex columns, and Friday sex links. And if you have any questions, comments, or violent reactions, please email them to sexwithtimmery@gmail.com. That's sexwithtimmere@gmail.com. And thank you.